You will know God is showing up to turn things around when he shows up in a way you can't explain.
Dr. Tony Evans says God is way too powerful to be predictable.
He will invade your ordinary with something extraordinary.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Many people believe the mistakes of their past have wiped out their spiritual future. But today, Dr. Evans reminds us it's not too late for anyone as he begins a powerful series of messages about imperfect people who went on to do great things for the Lord. Let's join him.
I want to start off with one of the most recognized characters in the Bible, a man named Moses. Moses is the author of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. He is one of the revered names in Jewish history. He's also a man who had to rebound. Let's start off reviewing very succinctly the life of Moses. He was born at a time when babies were being killed. Pharaoh had issued an order that all the children under the age of two were to be killed, and his parents, who had a lot of faith and knew that their child had been favored by God, put him in a little wicker basket and sent him down the Nile River, trusting God to deliver their baby boy. It just so happened that Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river when the wicker basket came her way. She saw the basket and saw the beautiful child and decided to take the child into her house, Pharaoh's house, and raise the child as her own. Miriam, Moses' sister, saw what happened, went home and told Mama that Pharaoh's daughter had picked up her brother, your son, out of the river, go apply for the nursemaid job. Pharaoh's daughter needed a nursemaid to raise the child. And wouldn't you know it, Moses' mother, Jochebed, was hired to raise her son in Pharaoh's house. Don't tell me God can't change things and turn things around. Here, one minute he getting ready to get killed, the next minute he growing up in Pharaoh's house, and his mama is being paid to raise him. Because God can turn things around on a dime. He's now, according to Acts chapter 7, a whole bunch in that chapter is written about Moses. It's a whole summary of his life. Acts chapter 7 says, and he grew in all the learning of Egypt. In other words, he was living large. He went to the best schools. He had the best education. He had the best opportunities. He's Pharaoh's son, so there's no financial worries. You know, he's the best dressed. He's got the best ride. He's well known. He would know about Egyptology and all the pyramids and all the great things of how advanced a culture it was. He was a man who was on the up and up, next in line to run Egypt. But the Bible says at about 40 years of age, Acts chapter 7 says, about 40 years of age, he made a spiritual decision. And that is to suffer hardship with the people of God, then to enjoy the pleasures of Pharaoh and his kingdom. He made a spiritual decision, and I know why he made the decision, because Mama is whispering in his ear. See, Mama has raised him. So Mama is telling him, you ain't Egyptian. You were born with the people of God. And so he comes to this spiritual decision to be associated, even though he had the opportunity to live large, with the people of God rather than Pharaoh and the culture and all of the evil associated with Egypt. But that's when he missed his shot. He missed his shot at the same age he was committed. So we're not talking about a person who wasn't committed and missed the shot, not in this situation. We're talking about somebody who had made the commitment to suffer ill treatment with the people of God, and at the time of his commitment, had a miscalculation. The story is told for us in Exodus chapter 2 And so let me look at it real quick with you. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Now it came about in those days when Moses had grown up that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labors. He went out to his what? His brethren. See, because mom had told him, those are your brothers. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. One of his what? Brethren. See, he wants you to know twice. Moses knew who he belonged to. Moses made a miscalculation. He saw an Egyptian messing up one of his brothers. And he said, I'm not going to let you get away with that because I have decided to associate with the people of God and I'm supposed to be the one who's going to deliver Israel from Egypt. So let me start my delivering work right now. I'm going to deliver one right now. And he killed the Egyptian. He did what a lot of us do. Use human understanding to accomplish a divine goal. And his whole world changes in 2 days. He kills the Egyptian one day. He's rejected by his brothers the next day. So in 2 days, 40 years has gone down the tubes. Verse 15, when Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian. That's an African tribe. And he sat down by a well. Life as he had known it for 40 years is now over. It's over. No longer is he driving a Mercedes chariot. No longer is he wearing designer clothes. All that's over. Because he missed a shot. He made a mistake. He committed a sin. And now he is enduring consequences of his choice. Acts chapter 7 says, when he killed the Egyptian, he was 40. And when he has this encounter with God, it's 40 years later. So there has now been 40 years of repercussion for a decision 40 years ago. Maybe your thing hasn't lasted for 40 years, but there are plenty of us who have extended repercussions, emotional repercussions, or physical repercussions, or attitudinal repercussions, or relationship repercussions that we're still trying to work ourselves out of. Because of a decision a long time ago. We misshot. We miscalculated. So that's Moses' predicament. His whole life has changed. And now, guess what he's doing? Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was pastoring the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Moses is a shepherd of sheep. Now, that's not like the most glorious job in the universe. That's not Wall Street, to shepherd sheep. Sheep are dumb and sheep are dirty. Okay? That's not the glorious job. That's not like being the son of Pharaoh and being next in line to run the nation of Egypt. He is shepherding sheep. He's had 40 years of making no progress. And the only job he can get is shepherding the flock of his father-in-law. It's the best he can do because he's been consigned to the wilderness in order to save his life since Pharaoh wants to kill him. He is a man on the run. Now, at 80 years old, it would be easy to think it's too late. At 80 years old, it would be easy to think nothing's going to ever change for me. At 80 years old, it would be easy to think that my tomorrows will be like my todays and like my yesterdays, that nothing will change. I am forever doomed to this miserable shepherding life because that's the best I can ever hope for. Is anybody here who just thinks nothing will ever change? My life can't get better because of what I did. How I did it, my misshot, my miscalculation, and I'm dealing with the consequences of it because there's a payment and a wage to sin. I want to let you know today, if you're still here, it's not too late. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Somebody say Horeb. Horeb, the mountain of God, is Mount Sinai. Now it would be easy to skip verse 1 and go to the good stuff. I'd like to suggest the good stuff is verse 1. He is getting ready to have the encounter of his life, but the location is critical. The encounter of his life is going to happen in Horeb at the mountain of God, Mount Sinai. Now, why is Mount Sinai important? Well, you may not realize it's important here. It's going to become important in just a second, but it's really important if you remember Exodus chapter 20, because that's where God gave the Ten Commandments from, Mount Sinai. In other words, Mount Sinai, the mountain of God, is where God met with Moses to reveal his will. Mount Sinai was the place of God's presence. That's why it's called the mountain of God. In other words, he had an encounter that would change his past and give him a brand new future in the presence of God. He was going to find God take 40 years of his life that had been lost, that had been in pain, that had been disconnected from what it looked like his direction, and God was going to wrap that up in an encounter, but only when he took his flock to the mountain of God. You see, when you're in a Moses situation and you've been living month after month, year after year, dealing with repercussions of missed shots and are in need of a rebound, let me tell you what you don't need. You don't need another sermon. That's not what you need. Sermons come and go. You don't need another Bible seminar. I'm for sermons and I'm for Bible seminars, but when you're in a state of Moses, having somebody hollering at you is not what you need. When you're in Moses' situation, you need a fresh encounter with God. You need a fresh encounter with God. Because let me tell you something about God. When you get a fresh encounter with him, Joel 2 says, he is so good, he can give you back the years that the locusts have taken away. The locusts had taken away 40 years of Moses' life because of a decision he made. And God, with the flip of a switch in chapter 3, is going to take those whole 40 years and use them. Now, that doesn't get rid of the consequences. He still had 40 lost years. But the beauty of God is that he can give back the value. He can't give you back the time because the time is gone, but he can give you back the value of those years. That's what God is promising. He's promising to give you back the value of those years that have been lost due to the pain and the hurt of a missed shot in your life. So he's hanging around in God's presence, the mountain of God. That, listen, the place for you and me to go when we're dealing with the consequences of our own mistakes, miscalculations, missed shots, is in his presence. That's more than a sermon, a seminar, and a song. That is being desperate for you.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on how spending time in the presence of God can heal our past and redirect our future when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about Tony's encouraging book that goes hand in hand with the teaching series he just started today. It's called Your Comeback, and it examines the unlikely path to success God laid out for some well-known biblical characters who had failed in some pretty serious ways, yet went on to do amazing things. If you've ever felt that you're too badly broken for God to use, this book will help you see why your future doesn't have to be limited by your failures. And as our gift in appreciation for your contribution toward Tony's ministry, we're packaging the book, all 8 full-length audio messages, and a DVD and study guide for Tony's current teaching series, It's Not Too Late. Just visit us at TonyEvans.org to make your donation and request this limited-time offer. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222, and someone on our resource team will be happy to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
Every day, more Christians look to the Tony Evans Training Center to explore the good news about the gospel. Well, we've got more good news. We're lowering our monthly fee. We've already seen how this is helping our users. Renee says, "Thank you for this wonderful news. I pray for this ministry daily. You are transforming lives. You have mine." Engage in over 50 courses with thoughtful content from Dr. Tony Evans. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to subscribe today.
Moses is hanging out in God's presence, and all of a sudden, a bush is on fire. Now we're told, Moses doesn't know this yet, but we're told it was the angel of the Lord in the bush. The pre-incarnate Christ, if you will, is in the bush, and the bush is on fire. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. Here's a secret. I'm going to tell you how you know when God is showing up. I'm getting ready to tell you from this burning bush how you know when God is getting ready to invade your ordinary with his extraordinary. Because he tells you. This is called, theologians call this Shekinah glory. Because by nature, God is invisible because God is a spirit. But what God does when he wants to make himself visible is show up, and you can know when he's showing up. You say, well, how do I know when he's showing up? Well, here we have a bush that's on fire. And we're told it was God showing up because it says the angel of the Lord came and there was a bush that was on fire. But here it is, the last line of verse 2 and then verse 3. Yet the bush was not consumed. Verse 3, so Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. In other words, a bush on fire is nothing special in a hot wilderness. If you're in a hot wilderness, stuff gets dry and fires start. There's nothing unique about a fire in a bush in the wilderness. What is different is a fire in a bush in a wilderness and nothing's burning up. Something wrong with that. That's not normal. That's not expected. How do you know when God is ready to break through to your situation? Because he will invade your ordinary with something extraordinary. He will come to your normal with something abnormal. He will create a scenario you can't explain. Listen, when God creates a scenario that doesn't make sense, it's not supposed to. You will know God is showing up in your misshot situation to turn things around in spite of the consequences when he shows up in a way you can't explain. Don't ignore God showing up in a way you can't explain it. The reason you can't explain it is because it's God showing up. And I can show you time after time after time when God was ready to move in a situation that looked like it was too late, the thing that God always did was show up in a way that human understanding couldn't explain it. So if you're in the mountain of God, you're in God's presence, and you're looking for a change, look for what you can't explain. See, because his ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is above the earth, that's how different you and God is. So when you see that difference, it's because it's God, because he's not like you. So Moses said, I can't ignore this. Moses would have still been in that wilderness if he didn't turn aside to look, because only when he turned aside did he hear, Moses, Moses, I've got a plan for you. Now watch this now as we close. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I've heard their cry. Verse 8, I came down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians Verse 9, now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians have oppressed them. Therefore, come now and I will send you to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. What? Oh, no, he didn't. Wait a minute now. Follow the track here now. For 40 years, he was being prepared to be a leader. For 40 years, he was out of leadership. As far as he was concerned, it was too late. But what God did was give him 40 years of uptown preparation, then 40 years of downtown preparation. The second preparation came because of the missed shot, but God was still going to use it all because he was getting ready to lead the sheep of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. What I'm saying is, even in the consequences, as painful as they are, God is so great, he can hit a bullseye with a crooked stick. He can take lemons and still come up with lemonade. He can take a mess and still create a miracle. It does not justify wrong decisions. It does not relieve all the consequences. But God is so big, he's not even willing to let your mess him up. He doesn't get called back into service until something else happens. He says, I have heard the cries of my people, and now I'm ready to deliver them. He goes into God's presence. He responds to God's person. He gets God's program. And then he's going to experience God's power, because he's going into Egypt with power he never knew in the desert when he got back on the page with God. All I'm trying to tell you is, it's not too late. Don't be satisfied with where you are in the wilderness, even if it was your mistake that got you there. It's time for a rebound. But you got to be in his presence in order to see the marvelous thing that he's doing, in order for you to turn and look in that direction, in order for him to call you by name so that he can recommission you to service. Then when God brings you back, you'll have a testimony of what God can do when it looked like it was too late. A while back, I went to McDonald's. I ordered one of them numbers. And when I ordered one of them numbers, they asked me, do you want it supersized? I said, no, just give me regular. And I got regular and drove off. Of course, they offered me supersized. If you're tired of regular living, ordinary living, God is offering you supersized. He just supersized Moses. Moses 40 years ago was waiting to be king. Now he says, you are my man, and I am going to use you to set my people. I'm going to supersize you. Don't be satisfied with sheep when God is ready to supersize you for something better. It's not too late, but it only is that way in his presence.
Dr. Tony Evans reminding us it's not too late to make a spiritual comeback. And he'll have more for us on the subject next week as he continues this powerful and encouraging series. In the meantime, you can get a full-length copy of today's message, including material we didn't have time to present on the air. It's called Moses, the Murderer God Used. Better yet, get it as a part of Tony's current 8-lesson series called It's Not Too Late. As I mentioned earlier, it's yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help support Tony's ministry. And don't forget, it'll come your way as a part of a special package that includes the DVD Bible study, as well as a copy of Dr. Evans' encouraging book, Your Comeback. All the information you need is waiting for you at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where a resource team member will be happy to help with your request any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or online at tonyevans.org. On Monday, Dr. Evans will talk about how God's refining process gets us ready to receive his blessings. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.